take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Hebrews 11, verse 1. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain to the things we cannot see. How easy is it for you to have faith in something you can't see? How about when things are falling apart around you? Do you still trust God? The New Oxford American Dictionary says faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It is the act of being loyal. This verse makes me think of disappointment. Sounds strange? Well, I was reminded again just this week to be certain of things we can't see when I got a call from a friend. She was filled with excitement. This was a big change from last year. You see, last year had brought her disappointments as she was passed up for a manager position internally in which she was qualified and trained for. This happened not once, but over 5 different times. She went on to quit her job and take up a position at another company. And believe it, that job didn't work out either, and she was jobless. Then a referral came from a friend that led to an interview that prompted her to call me with the news. She had been offered a manager position at a new company, something she had worked hard to achieve for many years. Why, this company didn't even know her. Everything went smooth, and she was so grateful. You see, sometimes disappointment moves us into a better place we would not have found if we had stayed put. We can't see the future, but rest assured God is already there, preparing us for what He has in store. Let's read Hebrews 11:1 again. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain to the things we cannot see. Lord Jesus, I know You are in heaven preparing a place for us. Help us to keep our eyes on You. And when the worries of this life get us down, may we remember there is a much bigger picture if we can step outside ourselves and our current situation and trust You with the outcomes. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.